Now why? That I have no relation with Krishna. Why you will not go there to meet him? So Krishna was worried, sending a gopi to Radhika. And she is telling, oh, Hari is Vyarati Sarasa Vasanti. Oh, this is Vasanti Riti. New lips have come in, coming with me there. Very good and very good. All are attracted to Krishna. He sometimes is dancing. So please come. If you are doing this time, then what becomes? Also, we want to come to Krishna and to please him. And then you will be betrayed. Betrayed? Okay. Betrayed. Don't delay. Follow me and come. Now she is thinking, what should I do? What should I do? Then Lalita came and told her, don't go. Don't care. So, at last, she told that, oh Lalita, I cannot obey you. Because I am joined in separation. So whatever should come, but I must go. But even she is not going. For this is the purpose of lamenting so much, waiting so much. This is our aim of our sadhana, bhajan, everything. This is the goal of our life, to attain such a high class of maid servant to Radhika. But in this world, this is very rare. That is, I am slowly, slowly from Shraddha to Shuddha Bhajan, Anarthani Vritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, and then Ashakti, then Bhav. That how transcendental mood of bhakti, essence of Sandhini and Sambhi, mixed with Radhini, coming in our heart. Then it will come. And then, if you are not confessed by others, Chandravali and others, then you may go there and serve. But this is our aim of our life. Those who have no taste in hearing all these things, they are bound to fall down. They cannot control. Never and never. So, Swamiji wanted this thing, that my all disciples should be like this. Otherwise, they are bound to fall down. And I know that thousands, what to thousands? So many thousands. So, you should try to develop your Krishna consciousness. I think even Shraddha has not come, transcendent. Greed has not come. So try to have a greed to serve Krishna, to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should know the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming into this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who? Combine Radhika and Krishna. So if you will serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associates, his dham, easily you can attain all this. Now we are coming gradually to our subject. We have come up to Ambarish Maharaj. given. Oh, I forget everything. I forget Vandana. Namam Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnanan Janushalaka. Chakshurunuditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyai Vacha Patitanam Pamanehyo Vaishnavehyo Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Yam Prabhrajantamanu Petam Apeta Krityam Vaipayano Virahaka Sarya Juhau Putre Itan Mahataya Karbo Vinyam Tam Sarva Bhuta Idayam Munimam Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivam Utaya Iti Vignaya Radhe Tam Nehmam My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhatam Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Pai Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami and my Shiksha Guru Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Pai Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedam Swami Maharaj. Perhaps you know all the glories of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru. He was sent by his Prabhu, like our Guru Parampara, to preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. And that is why in his pranam mantra, what?
Namaste Gauravani.
Gauravani.
What?
After that? Gauravani Prasadam. Cutting bypass jankam. Now every verse Sunyavadis are coming. Bauddha. In whole world. Bhakta are very rare, very rare. So many problems are. In disguise of devotees,
O Mayavadi, Sunyavadi, Sakhi, Jeki, so are there.
What is the meaning of Gaur Bani Prasarine? Anywhere?
Yes.
Told. Oh, what I told? Good remembrance. Remember. I'll say Palaka. So good remember. Kaganjachi. The point to believe.
Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words on the meaning of our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada's pranam mantra. Namaste Gaudavani. What is the meaning of Gaudavani? On several occasions, Srila Gurudev has given the hidden meanings of this pranam mantra. One meaning is stated in the prayer of Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, who says, Arajya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam. In this verse, he says that our most worshipable deity is Vrajendranandan Sri Krishna, and his Dham, Vrindavan Dham, is equally worshipable. There's no Maya in Goloka Vrindavan. And out of all forms of worship, the worship manufactured by the gopis is the topmost. And the evidence of this, the spotless evidence of this, is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is also the evidence that prem is the highest goal of life. Braja prem is the highest goal of life. Where do we get this information? Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur says, these are the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur concludes by saying, I am not interested in anyone else's opinion. So this is Gauravani, this Braj Prem, teaching Braj Prem and how to achieve it. Anarpita Charim Charat Kurunayavatirnam Kalo Samarpaitam Unat Ojularasam Sobhakti Sriyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to give Braj Prem, and a special kind of Braj Prem, what no other incarnation or Acharya gave for a very, very long time. Acharim Charat. How long? Since the previous day of Brahma, so many hundreds of trillions of years before, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came himself last time in the last day of Brahma. Since then, no one else gave it except his followers, his personal followers. And that is the brilliant love of the service of Srimati Radhika. He came to taste his own bhakti's love, his own bhakti. Bhakti is Srimati Radhika. So Krishna's own bhakti is the love of Bhakti Devi herself, the origin of Bhakti Devi herself, Srimati Radhika. Krishna came here to taste her love and to give the service of that love as a palyadasi of Srimati Radhika. So this is also Gauravani. This is the statement of Srila Rupa Goswami. Gauravani is also what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught in various chapters of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Guru Varam. Raghunath Das Goswami ordered his mind that please, O mind, meditate on the son of Sachi, Gaur Hari, Sachinandan Gaur Hari, as none different from the son of Nanda Maharaj, and who has come as the greatest guru, Guru Varam. And he came as guru and taught Sri Sanatana Goswami, he taught Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he taught Srila Rupa Goswami, he taught Rai Ramananda in a backwards conversation where he put his own words in Rai Ramananda, who in turn taught him. So all these most important chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita are all Gauravani. And an essence of Gauravani is found in Sri Shatpatthakam, which Srila Gurudev explained is even higher than Srimad Bhagavatam. The essence, which is Nam, that is, one becomes free from all anarthas, and in Bhava Bhakti, Bhavena Sankirtan, Sarva Bhavena Kirtan, and in the mood of Bhav, transcendental emotions, he engages in the chanting of the holy names which Srila Rupa Goswami further defined as thinking of the pastimes of the Lord in Braj that go with those particular names, and thinking of the associates of the Lord who are oceans of the mood for which I aspire, in this case, in the line of Mahaprabhu, as Manjaris of Srimati Radhika, and in such meditation, chanting the holy name of the Lord. This is Gaudavani.
Very good.
So, this is really Gaudavani. Especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his own mouth in prayer, he taught everything. And Mahaprabhu taught that this bhakti rush more than endless, deepless, boundaryless, like ocean. I'm giving you only one draw. And this one drop will
drown the whole
world. So powerful. And then he taught Shantaras, Dasharas, Balsamjaras, Bhaturas, everything. Which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired in Raramananda. And Mahaprabhu
replied. Ask question.
Asking. Question. And Ramananda is answering. But to who? Actually, who is answering? Who is doing question himself? And he is doing answer also. So all these are same. The love, highest love and affection of Braja. That is in Radhika. So this is the highest. For this, to preach this mission he came. But he did everywhere. But it is rare. In the end of his life he became hopeless. Oh, I collected so many everywhere by moment of Naam Sankirtan. A revelation came. But among all, I am not seeing that thing that I wanted to be. Can you help? He requested. Oh, I don't know all these things, but if you will inspire, my Guru, they will inspire Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, then I can preach something. So, to remind you all, to tell you all, like Lokik Sadhbandhu again.
Like a bosom
friend. I want to tell. This is the aim and object of our life. You should try to understand. And if you will have a very small particle of this greed or love,
eagerness,
then your life will be successful. And you cannot division. Never and never. So try to understand all these things and try to first remove your all kinds of unwanted things. Thus, John, remember, hear Harikatha. Prominence of all is hearing Harikatha from superiors. And to follow, and to give up all
unwanted
things, the worldly desire. So, you should hear all these things very carefully. And don't forget, but remember, note down in your heart. Now we are coming to our subject, what he left in Bhajan. What we left there? Up to what?
Ambarish.
Why you should prefer Ambarish Maharaj
Then Prahlad Maharaj, though Prahlad is Siddha Bhakta, and Param Mahabhagava, and Ambarish Maharaj is a sadhaka. Even why we want to follow Ambarish Maharaj or things superior? Why?
ध्यारतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षूरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So in Badger, Srila Gurudev guided us through the different levels of bhaktas, beginning with Dhruva Maharaj, who is a sakam bhakta, who has some material motive involved with his bhakti. And then after Dhruva Maharaj comes Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj is actually a Jnani Bhakta. He is perfected soul. He is Siddha. He is not in the level of Sadhaka or a practitioner of Bhakti, but he has attained perfection, Siddhi. So Prahlad Maharaj, his Bhakti is called Jnani Bhakta because he has complete knowledge of Krishna's opulence. And his bhakti is very much influenced by that. But Prahlad Maharaj, in that mood, he cannot conceive of his Ishtadev, his worshipable Lord, as being a personality who requires his personal services, that he should tend to his personal needs. Because he understands that Bhagavan is the supreme absolute personality, eternal, transcendental. He never feels any kind of hunger, any kind of thirst. He never dies. He is all-pervading everywhere. He has this complete knowledge of the Aishwarya, the opulence of the Supreme Lord. So in that mood, he does not feel impelled to render different services to the lotus feet of his Ishtadev, active services with his body. But he thinks of him, he meditates upon him, and he prays to him and serves him in this way. But according to the description given by Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, which is the subject matter that we're studying, above the Jnani Bhakta, Prahlad Maharaj, is the category called Shuddha Bhakta, pure bhakta, unmixed, pure, and that is Maharaj Ambarish. So in Badger, we heard Srimati Shamarani Didi tell the narration of the Leela of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni, and how Ambarish Maharaj was serving Krishna, and how he was performing the Ekadasi Vrat. So in the description of Ambarish Maharaj, it is telling that Savaivana Krishna Padara Vindayor, Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunan Varanane, Karer Harer Mandir Marjanadishu. So, Shutim Chakara Satkatodaye. Here, in three shlokas, Srimad Bhagavatam is telling that Ambarish Maharaj, he completely absorbed his mind in Krishna. Savaivana Krishna Padara Vindayor. So his Ishtadev, his worshipable deity, is Krishna. Just as we were hearing, what is the Gauravani? Gauravani is that we should worship only Krishna in Braj, as the son of Maharaj Nanda and Mother Yashoda. That is the most worshipable Aradhya Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, who is highest worshipable object. So Ambarish Maharaj actually was pure devotee of Krishna. He was constantly absorbed in him, and his kingdom was there in Brajmandala, and the capital being Mathura. So he was serving Krishna in his palace, in the temple that he had in his palace, and constantly absorbing his mind in Krishna. But also, every single part of his body, all of his senses, his hearing, his seeing, his tasting, touching, smelling, all of the limbs of his body, his hands, his legs, his head, all were used to serve Krishna constantly. He would be bowing down with his head. He would be rendering so many services with his hands, washing the temple of the Lord, going with his feet to the holy places and performing parikrama. With his eyes, he would see the beautiful Sri Murti, beautiful deity forms of the Lord, nicely decorated. With his nostrils, he would smell the beautiful fragrance of the flower garlands offered to Krishna. With his tongue, he would taste the tulsi leaves offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. And with his ears, he would constantly be hearing the glories of the Lord narrated by pure devotees. And with his mouth, constantly he was glorifying and chanting the holy names, forms, pastimes, etc. of Krishna. So in this way, Ambarish Maharaj was constantly fully engaged 24 hours in the active service of Krishna. And his Ishtadev was Krishna himself. And so, but in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, he is a Jnani Bhakta with Aishwarya Prem, and he is serving his Ishtadev as Vaikuntapati, Lord Narayan. So Lord Narayan is an expansion of Krishna. But Krishna is the original Ishwara Parama, Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom all expansions emanate. So he is the higher, most worshipable Lord, and therefore Ambarish Maharaj, who is, although he's a sadhaka, he has not yet attained the perfectional stage, but very high sadhaka, in the stage of bhav, he is serving. And because his ultimate worshipable Lord will ultimately be higher than the Ishtadev of Prahlad Maharaj, so he is considered in a higher category. So in this way,
very
this way,
good. Very good. Oh, he explains so good. But something we should know more, that Ambarish Maharaj was serving Krishna, but as a deity, not personally. Understand? He used to do pranam to whom? Or deity. He used to travel in Brajmandal when Krishna was not there. It is very rare for to see Krishna playing in Vrindavan. So, not like this. But he preferred that Hanuman is more superior than me, more and more. And then he began to tell to Nara that Narada Rishi, if you want to see any high class of
recipients of Krishna,
you should go to Hanuman. You can see him in Shakya, Ayodhya, anywhere. So, please go there. Now we should come down to the barometer of Bhakti. Anna Vilasita Samya. Gyan Karmadhyanavritam Anukullena Krishnam Silanam Bhakti Rosham. Everywhere it will be applied. In the case of Dhruva, in the place of Prahlad Maharaj, same in Ambarish Maharaj. Barometer is there, one. And we can judge supremacy of any devotee by this slope. In this slope, you should know Ankullena Krishna Anushilana. There should be no Pandit there, not covered with Gyan and Kaur. And then Ankulen, what is the meaning of Ankulen? Nayam Tarjamai. Continuous, like a honey flowing. And that should be the guidance of any high class of Vaishnava. Without particular, unfavorable, unfavorable what?
Mood.
And Shilanam, seal, by samas, by whole endeavors of whole senses, mind, soul, body, and over this, moves. That mood will what? Bhav, sneh, man, pranay, raag, anupad, all these. Now we see that Hanuman, what doing? Whether his bhakti is covered with gyan, karma or no? Never. Any desire, worldly, except Ram serving? Nothing. So it must be Uttama Bhakti. In Uttama Bhakti also. Oh. For a moment, he cannot forget Krishna, Ram. Never. Always. In whom? Guidance is doing all the services of Ram. Who? Can you decide? Who is he? In whom that? Oh, his high class Vaishnava. In whom under guidance he will do. Especially Hanuman is the incarnation of Shankar. No? Shankar. And you know, Shankar always worships whom? His Ishta Devata is who? Shankarshan. Understand this? So this Shankarshan is Lakshman. So always in the guidance of Lakshman he is serving. Okay? Nice? Repeat. Stand up, that all can see your face. How beautiful face you
are. So Gurudev, we just said that Hanuman, that he is incarnation of Shankar, Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, his Ishtadev, is Sankarshan. And
who is Shankarshan? Balaram.
Balaram. And that Balaram in Ramlila is appearing as Lakshman. So in this way, Hanuman is always serving in Anugatya under the guidance of Sri Lakshmanji.
Very good.
Thank you. Somebody ask you about
this. But how you can know, understand that he is always in the guidance of Lakshman. Any accident or past times?
Evidence.
Oh, so many evidence. As he took Ram on his soldiers and served him, he also served Lakshman in the same way. When? Oh, so many places.
So many.
So many places. First, he came in disguise of Brahman in Kishkindha. And he tested whether he is supreme personality of Godhead or not. And when he realized that, oh, he is the same person, at once he told that, oh, you should come back online. Soldiers, I will take you to Kiskandha, Sugriv. And he is very sad, worried. And I think it will be very important thing to be friend by keeping Sakshi, witness this Agni. And you should be friend of Sugriv. He will discover your Sita. And he will anyhow bring Sita. But you will have to kill his enemy. Who has taken his all kingdom, his wife too, very beautiful. And then he took both. When a Shakti was thrown to Lakshman, and he became dog-like and senseless by Meghna, then who brought Sanjeevani? Sanjeevani. He could not recognize that. Oh, what plant is Sanjeevani? The Sushen Badya Parana, Lanka, told that a plant which will
illuminate
like light, you should think that. But demons make that all plants everywhere were illuminating. Then he took the whole mountain on his hand and came. In the very night, same night,
before sunrise.
Also, Sushen was the Vaidya of, you know, doctor.
Ayurvedic doctor of Ravana.
Rama. And he was not willing to come, but he, with his whole house, he took up and brought him here. And he convinced that you must serve. Your business is to serve all without any difference. For doctor, no enemy, nothing. Enemy if coming, oh, he should. So you should do. So he did. Once, Ram and Lakshman were painted by Nog.
Snake rope.
And they were they were about to die and in consciousness. Then Vibhishan told that Vibhishan or Hanuman told that bring at once Garuda.
Hanuman went himself.
Yeah, he knew. He went to Garuda, oh, from Narada.
Yeah.
And he went to Garuda in heavenly place, in Vaikuntha. And he brought from here. And when Garuda came, oh, seeing his, all these snakes, oh, went away, fled. Then Garuda has some doubt. Who is this person? Ram, the Supreme Personality of... Never it can be. Because I am the servant of that Prabhu, Ram. So, in a glance they can go away. They cannot come to Ram. But they were binding him. And when I came with my
influence,
they quickly gave up now. So, who is he? And then he went to his Gurudev, Shankar. And he told that, I have no time, I am going anywhere. You should go to Kagbhushanji. Why? Oh, you are the king of birds. So, you should go to the wretched among whole birds, crow. So you should go there to remove his to know.
So pride, false ego.
Pride. And he went there. And for so years, he heard the glory of Ram and all kinds of doubt. So this is only to due to Hanuman. What he was doing? Anukullena Krishna Anushila. As a honey flow. Day and night. He used to serve. In what way? We should learn all these things, how to serve. So Ambarish Maharaj was serving Krishna, but in form of deity, not directly. No? Deity cannot tell that, oh, you should bring. In some rare cases, a high class of devotee likes Rupa Sanatan, he can tell, oh, I'm very thirsty already. But not as a genuine. So what was telling?
Day and night he was serving.
How? Manush. Sita Devi, Bharat, Lakshman, Shatrughna, these four servants of Ram. Sita Devi wife and other brothers all began to have a meeting. What meeting? Discussing. Oh, Hanuman, from beginning to top, he is serving always. He is giving no time to serve. Fanning, charmer, oh, messaging, bringing food, everything he is doing. Then when we can serve? So we four combined together, we should distribute all the Ram services. Day and night, that he will have no time to come, enter. And they decided and they divided. In night anyone cannot come, Sita Devi will serve. And in daytime, sometime Bharat, sometime Lakshman, sometime Sur. So in this way they divided whole and 8 yam seva. They may begin to do. Hanuman began to weep and prayed them, don't do so. Give me any insignificant service. Otherwise I cannot survive myself. I will die. Can you be like that? Without service you will die? Then you will be servant of Krishna. Always serving, thinking. Like Hanuman. What doing Hanuman? Always meditating, always doing kirtan, hearing Harikatha from Gandharva, Ram pastimes, doing pranam by mastak, meditating, savai mana Krishna. Osen, he was doing Ambarish, but more superior, same thing, but in a best way, he was doing. Oh, Ambarish, going, traveling whole braja, parikrama. And Hanuman what doing? Oh, to bring Sita, he jumped ocean. He jala diya. Burnt Lanka, you know. He did everything. So he has engaged his mind, his body, his soul, his modes, everything. And in direct services, not like DTM, not like that. So, Hanuman, what was Nirantar? Then,
what service?
He told that any service you should give me. It may be some third class of bogus service, but I want. Oh. They thought, they were discussing that what service can be given. Nothing. Then he told, one thing I am suggesting you, that Ram has never
Yawn.
Yawn. But it may come. So, being on the outside of his room, I will, some, when he will yawn, then I will do this. Or this service will be given. Why this? To make careful. To remind the Krishna. Ram Ram Krishna Krishna De, do in India, if yawn will come. So this service, please be given to me. Or that, discuss that, oh, Ram never in his whole life. And he will learn. So, oh, you can take this service, no harm. But when he will yawn, and he was sitting on the outside of house, and he began to do like this, Ram, and then at once Ram began to yawn, whole day and whole night, yawning only. And all services were stopped by Sita, Lakshman, Bharat. They were thinking, what to do now? This Hanuman is so... Oh, he has that. He is the root of all. So what to do? Then they went to Ram. Ram told them, advised them, oh, please give any service. Other way he cannot survive. So we should try to be like him. Always serving. You cannot serve Krishna now, Mahaprabhu. You can serve in deity form. But not directly. But Krishna has appeared like Guru, in form of Guru. In the form of high class of devotee. Like Shikha. So why we should not serve? Oh. Always and always. If you want to please Krishna and pure Krishna Bhakti, that then, or in this world, high class of devotees and Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, but high class. The sentence should be there in Guru, told in Bhagavatam and Vishnu. Then, otherwise, no. So, we should try to follow, and then we can be like that. Don't be like pendulum. Don't give more importance of your jobs and money. No, never. Today we were discussing in the house of Subal Sakha Prabhu. Any devotee was there, perhaps he is also here.
We will come tomorrow. No.
So we were discussing. I asked him, what job you do? He told that, I have a job. What is your income monthly? Oh, at least $1,000. What do you do by this money? He told, some money is given in rent of house, some to support my children and wife and others. And some for car here and there. How much you save? Oh, about nothing. Some. But, you know, can they help? Can they make you happy? It will never. If your thousand dollars, you save in 1 month. And you can collect millions of dollars each. Will they can help you and make happy?
No.
Can you take anything?
No.
Now you should also answer that what is your aim of life? Krishna Bhakti, he told. Then how much you are expending out of $1,000 for Guru and Vaishnava and for Bhakti? Then he began to think and learn nothing. You are giving so much importance to your job. For job you cannot come to here you could not come. Even here you are not coming. And you are not expanding even the parts of
one penny
even for Krishna and Guru. Have you given me something? No. Then what are you doing? You are giving importance of your worldly relatives, not for bhakti, not for bhakta, not for Krishna. Are you doing something for Krishna? Or remembering? But what you are doing from that money, even a single money? So you should also see what we are doing. What you are doing. About nonsense. So Hanuman how? He was brahmachari from his whole life. He never married. Why? That my energy will go in them. So why not from beginning? I should serve. And that is why he never married. And serving always and always. Always. So once he went to Sita. He used to think Mother Sita. At that time she was in bathroom. After bath, she was decorating herself to come in the
Royal Assembly
of Ram. So he took all his ornaments and in the last he was giving Sindhu Sambhya. A reddish
powder.
Oh, this is the symptom of a chest lady whose husband is alive. And this is called Saubhagya, fortune. Hanuman told, Mother, I was searching you, but what are you doing here? What is this red collar and why? And then he told, I'm wearing this that your father, your Prabhu, who is my husband, he will be always glorious. He is long life, always be happy for this. Oh, by this he will be, oh surely. Then, he came with Sita, and when Sita came, he again entered in that room, bathroom. And he took all the red and mixed with
oil.
Oil. And from top to bottom he colored himself. And then when he reached in the Council of Ram, all were laughing so much. Like, ho, you are doing. Then Ram told, what you have done? Oh Prabhu, I have done. Why? If Sita will keep some reddish dish and you will be happy, long life, then I should take everywhere in my body. So this is the service. So how? How he serves Ram? He becomes the chariot of Ram. By his tail, he makes like a
castle
everywhere. Anyone cannot enter on the gate. Oh, he's sitting in Virasan and God and all this. What doing? Oh, bringing fruits and everything for Ram, Lakshman, Sita, Ram, Lakshman. So in all ways, his friend, his most obedient servant, he can give his life for us. So this is more service of Ram than even Ambarish Maharaj. There are so many things more. By hence, What he is doing?
Massaging.
And bringing so many things and serving. By mind, always remembering. By jiva,
doing kirtan of glories of Ram.
By ears,
hearing Ram's glory.
Hearing Ram's glory. Yeah. Moreover, by fears, he jumps here, there and goes and serves. He always hears the glorification of Ram, Ram Katha, from Gandharva. Very sweet words, with so many abhinaya. Drama plays like. And like Sukadeva Goswami, he wants to hear. Though Gandharvas are so lowered down to Anva, but even he hears. Like a father hears, my mother hears from his child, watches. So many things. So Hanuman is doing like that. Now, he served in Treta Yuga. And hearing this all, he wanted to go to Ayodhya. Or Kim Purush Varsh. But at once, Hanuman told to Narada, oh, please hear most things. Now he has come to as a form of Krishna. And he is now in Dwarka. All the daughters of Janakpuri, all the Rajkumari,
princesses.
Oh, they have become all Sakhi, Rukmini, Shatavama, like all these things. And there, I also have become Bhim. I'm serving. Not only this, more glorification. So one kirtan in the midst, then again I, after rest. Understanding something?
Yes.
Why I am crying so bitterly and telling you all these things? For that you should know what is the service and what is the meaning of Anna, Vilashika, Sunyana, and what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought in this world. This thing.
बलस्या बल रामचंद्र की बल पुत्र हनुमान की सीताराम 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 कहिए जहे विधि ना के राम ताहे विधि रहिए सीताराम 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 कहिए जहे विधि ना के राम ताहे विधि रहिए सीताराम अकेला नहीं प्यारे राम तेरे साथ में मुख में हो राम 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 से बाहात में तू अकेला नहीं प्यारे राम तेरे साथ में सीता विधान राम नहीं राम कहिए चाहे विधि राखे राम चाहे विधि रहिए सीता राम सीताराम चाहे विधि राखे राम चाहे विधि रहिए सीता राम सीता राम कहिए चाहे विधि राखे राम चाहे विधि रहिए हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण
Oh,
Sri Shabdev Prabhu. You should come and sing for you. You told that Amara Jivana or this. Come on. Oh, why not you come and do Mridanga? Why? You want to be very far away from me? Who?
Nanda Kishore.
Where is Nanda Kishore?
Nanda Kishore. Where is Nanda Kishore?
Nanda Kishore Chele.
Nanda Kishore Nam. Yes. Our Nishinya Brahmachari Bhai.
Oh.
Then Mridanga Kishore
Bhai. So you should be always, that I can tell you to.
Mridanga is about there.
Ah, for. There Mridanga? Ah, so you can take Mridanga and do.
Ama Jivana Shara. Nahi ko po nera lesha ho jiva.
Hey, hey, hey.
Brief.
Yeah,
Gurudev has ordered me to, in brief, explain a few words about the meaning of this wonderful song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Amar Jivana. He's teaching us how we should think. The Lord only hears those prayers that are spoken or written by His Sharanagat devotees. If we have a prayer, Krishna is not so interested. So we sing the prayers of great acharyas like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and pray that our heart can become one with their words. We want to become humble like this. This song is a song in dainika, or humility, for getting the mercy of the Lord, and it is one of the six angas, or limbs, of Sharanagati, surrendered to the Lord. So he's praying, Amara Jivana Sada Papirata. In this life, I do not do any pious activities. My life is actually dedicated to sin and also to giving miseries to others. Whenever anyone else is happy, that makes me unhappy. And whenever anyone else is unhappy, that makes me happy. He's explaining our wretched condition so that by singing this song in the first person, we become aware of our own impurities, and in the shelter of the lotus feet of our Gurudev and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, pray to the Lord to be free from these things. He's lamenting that in my heart there's only an abundance of material desires, and I have very valuable ornaments, and these ornaments are pride and envy. And because of my nature, I'm rejected by saintly persons, and I become habituated to do only bad things, and I'm devoid of any good activity. So he laments that now in this old age, I've been reduced to a very fallen and decrepit condition. So now I'm putting my life, my very sad situation of always giving difficulty to others, being ornamented by pride and envy, I'm putting this before your lotus feet and asking you to kindly take it away by the whole process of giving me sadhu sangha and putting the right things in my heart by the right process.
Very well. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, knowing our weaknesses and unearth, he is telling, and we should read this song very carefully and discover what are the unearth that is written there in me or not. Then gradually you can give up unearth, otherwise not in your whole life. Never. Only remedy for this, only one, that you should avail everywhere where high class of Harikatha is going on. There you can hear all these things. And you can be inspired, and great help will come. Otherwise you cannot give up yourself. Now, come with me in Dwarka. And you will see there. Once upon a time, in Dwapar Yuga, in the time of Krishna, before the battle of Mahabharata, Krishna, by any trick, he called Hanuman on the bank of a river, and he was with Arjuna. Krishna anyhow, he hid himself and told Arjuna that I'm here, bring some water from there. It seems water is very nearby. Pure. real surrender. And there he went. And he saw a monkey there. Monkey was very strong, powerful. Arjun asked him, "Who are you?" "Oh, I am Hanuman." "Oh, I have heard that Ram was very powerful. But at that time I was not present there. If I was there, then all kind knew that, oh, I'm more powerful than Rami then." But Hanuman could not tolerate this. He began to smile and laugh. "What foolish things you are telling. You know that Ram was so powerful, he killed Raman with his whole dynasty. He told that, I cannot believe. If he could not bring a breeze over
ocean,
what he can do? Never he can do. If I was there, in a moment, in a second, I would have made a breeze of arrows there." Then Hanuman told, "I know that you can do, but that breeze will not bear the
weight
of any monkey's even." "Cannot." He told that, "You can try as you see." Just he took his bow and arrow and made a breeze. Very pakka.
Very strong.
"Oh, and told that you can
jump on that.
You can do anything you like on that breeze." Then he thought, Hanuman, that he is very powerful. And this breeze is very powerful. And then he began to remember Ram. And at once he jumped to Himalaya. And he became very like Brahman, Trivikram. And in his one hair, he bended one very big
mountain.
And keeping on two hands, not only one hand. Oh, big mountain. And so he became heavy. So, and he jumped here, now here, and he told that, "I will see that how this breeze can tolerate my weight." And then, Arjun became very worried. What to do? Only mercy of Krishna. Otherwise, I will be defeated by this monkey. And he began, "Oh, Krishna, Krishna." And here, Hanuman, what doing? "Oh, Ram." Ram. Began to Ram. "Oh, you should keep my
promise
mane lajja."
Honor.
Otherwise I will defeat it, means Ram is defeated. So he began to remember and pray to Ram and Arjun to Krishna. And then Hanuman gave his one feet on the
bridge.
And he was betting that, I will keep my second feet. But by one feet, this bridge should be broken. But not broken. And then, he was all again and again begging the mercy of Ram. And Hanuman, what? His heart was palpitating. What to do? Both were in dilemma. And then, when he wanted to keep his next
second step
and give whole burden to his weight on the breeze, at once he saw, under the breeze,
blood is flowing.
In the river, all the water became already as if any blood is coming. At once he jumped and looked over inside the bridge and said, "Oh, it is coming from the mouth of Ram. Ram is there
holding the bridge."
At once he jumped and began to pray. And Arjun, he looked at him, the weight is carrying this load. And he said that Krishna was there. Oh, one personality, Krishna. Oh, he is seeing Ram and he is seeing Krishna. Then he took in the form of Krishna and then told to Hanuman, "Hanuman, oh, this is my trick. Myself, I am Ram. Sita has been Rukmini. So I want that you should help me or my
devotee
Arjun. Big fighting will be come. Very in few days, Mahabharata battle will be there. I want that you should be on the
flag
of Arjun. With your whole body, always shaving Arjun. And I will be there on the chariot like a charioteer. I will become the servant of Arjun. So you should also. You will be the servant of Arjun automatically. Then, what to do me? Oh, very soon, I will call you and you should come in the flag of
Arjun's chariot.
And when anyone will want to shoot Arjun or me, oh, you should do hunkar. Hunkar, you know?
You roar.
How? And their mind will be diverted. And their aim will be gone. So, and sometime Karna wanted to kill
Arjun.
And he took a arrow of Nar. And that Takshat told that Arjun had given so many problems to me and he wanted to kill me in fire. So please take me with mantra and I will go and finish. I will take in my mouth. Then Karna, by mantra, he called that Nar and left his bow arrow. And at once he became in a very big shape, one mouth here and one
in the sky.
And he began to, in the, oh Hanuman, at once become very
heavy.
And he did the chariot was gone in earth. Hanumanji did. And chariot with Krishna and
Arjun.
It went in earth. And he thought that I have taken in my mouth. And then after a moment he saw that, again Hanuman took that chariot and pulled it out. And then Arjun began to
fight
and he killed Karna. So, in this way, always he was doing, serving Pandavas. Once, Draupadi, you know, he was insulted by Jodhan and Dushasan and Karna and Bhikarna and so on. All the demons were laughing and they were making her naked. And then he told that, now I am promising that I will not bind my hairs. Always open. When Duryodhana and Dushasana will be killed, then with their blood, I will, and then, otherwise not. Krishna always waiting for this. When he was going to Hastinapur for
compromise. Draupadi told Dita, what? If you are going, at once it will be done. So compromise may come. And then no fighting. And then...
What is my promise?
Krishna, don't worry. I always remember you.
I shall keep your promise.
And then he went. And there was no compromise. And when battle was going, Mahabharata, he once, by his club, he killed Duryodhan and Dushasan. And he went there and called Draupadi, you should come. And he took the
arm
by which he was taking the cloth of Draupadi. And he called in whole
army.
Both army were there. And he became very
furious.
And he told, anyone in this whole world, in the two sides
armies,
all commanders, they can come and save
this
diamond. He challenged. Anyone can come. I'm challenging. They can save. And saying this, he began to one feet on the ear of Dushasan. And with two, and he pulled. At that time, Arjun could not tolerate the challenge of him, and he took his bow and arrow, and at once he was began to fight. Krishna told, what are you doing? You should sit down. I'm giving him all the strength of Nrisingadev. Anyone can, myself too. So how he kept the promises of all the Pandavas in so different ways? And then she too and began to weep. But what became? This physical body, his hand was taken out. And all saw that Bhim is killing. But what became? Krishna was there. Dushasan looked towards Krishna also and others. So by one of these, and he received salvation. Mukti.
Which kind of salvation?
We see that, Bhim is this. What? Very quiet. And Krishna was there. And he told nothing that you... But he helped. But other hand, Krishna is very merciful. To whom he killed himself in battle. Or those who were killed by Bhim or Arjun in the presence of Krishna. And who were killed by anyone there in Mahabharata. Seeing Krishna. All their liberated. Oh, like Kansa, like Shankaracharya, like others. Mixing with like that. Not to go in Vaikuntha or any. Something more. So, Hanuman is always serving in so many ways. So we should see how I can serve in this sadhana period also to Guru and Vaishnava, to deity, like Sankirtan, chanting, remembering, always. Whatever we do to please Krishna, what is favorable for Krishna, Vishnu. Even sleeping, eating, anything, do for Krishna. Or practice from Guru. Here. Do for Guru, Vaishnava, Sikha Guru and all others. In this way. How he was strong. Once when he took birth, and at once with his birth, he saw son Bala Surya.
sun was rising at
that rising
time.
And it was raining. And he jumped and he thought that, oh, this is like a Rasagulla or... And he jumped and then he was nearer to sun to eat. Oh, Indra took his Vajra. Vajra means?
Thunderbolt.
And hit.
Hit.
And some here.
Injury.
That is called Hanu. And he got an injury. Some.
Scratch.
No.
Cut.
Kuch teda ho gaya. It becomes some cut.
Scar.
Jo thoda sa. चढ़ा हो गया अरे व्हाट व्हाट मींस
क्रूकेड
ओके यू अरे उसका टेढ़ा हो गया थोड़ा सा यहाँ ठीक है ना एंड और दिस इज कॉल्ड हनुमान वेर सम बाय दैट इंजुरी बिकेम सम क्रूकेड ओ दैट इज वाई एंड देन हनुमान became senseless and he came to earth. And his father, Paman Dev, he saw that his son is now dying and Indra has done. So he stopped everywhere. And all world was dying. Brahma, Shankar, all. So all they came and they prayed Paman Dev. Oh, please be merciful, or otherwise whole illness will die in a second. He told that, how I can? If you will make
my son alive,
and give boon, that he will be powerful more than son and all others, and then I can.
Flow again.
And then Brahma, Shankar, Narada, and all demigods, oh, given so many bones to that boy. And that is why he is so. So how powerful. Once he... Hanuman is especially... Hanuman's career, this is a specialty. Even Ram went with his whole associate to Ajodhya, in Golo life. But he told that Hanuman, you should be here in this world. Like Uddhav, Krishna also told Uddhav, and Sukhdev Goswami, you should be here. To preach bhakti. So how to preaching the bhakti is how highest thing. Hanuman was weeping, but Ramchandra told, for me, you should be here and preach bhakti everywhere. So where there will be Ram Katha, in singing or in any way, Hanuman must come there. If anyone is chanting Ram, 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 he must come there in any way. Once Tulsidas famous. He wanted to meet with Hanuman and to have his mercy. Huh? Then anyone told him that you can be anywhere where Ram Katha is going on. And then Hanuman will come in the form of any leprosy person.
Leper.
And he will sit in last row. And will hear attentively. He will come first and go in the lost. To hear all, top to bottom, all these things. Whether he is any kind of person. So he went and saw that there was a leper there. Oh, in the lost life. And he came first. And he went in the lost. Then he at once went there. And he took the feet of feet of whom? That leper. No? And began to pray, oh, you are, I am leper. Oh, this will touch you.
Contaminate you.
So be forwarding. Oh, you cannot cheat me. I know you are Hanuman. And then he began to pray, and then Hanuman came back. Once Hanuman was anywhere, and an Indian oil maker in current machine, not machine, by bowl, he was making oil. And
sorry,
he has a bull.
Perhaps
you have not seen. So, and he was telling, hot, 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 you should go away, go to that bullock. Whole night and day he used to do. Only there was time to take some meal and to make his stool urine out. Once not tell, what are you doing, nonsense? You are doing hot, 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 but not chanting Ram, Ram, even one time. Oh, I have no time to chant Ram, Ram, even one time. What are you doing? You take meal? Yes. You go to urine and pass away, pass, and to make a stool? Yes. At that time even you can do, because no job at that time. So he went to his stool, pass away his stool, and he was, Ram, Ram. At once Hanuman came there, and with his right feet, and kicked him very strong. But he was telling Ram, Ram, Ram. Nothing has happened. Then, why did it become so? He was in worry. Even he was chanting Ram, Ram, and he very easily he went to his job there. Hanuman, in the evening, in the night, he came to the palace of Ram. And that Ram was what doing?
Mowing.
Crashing? No, what?
Mowing.
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 Oh, like that. And then Hanuman told him, what Prabhu? Why you are doing like this? Oh, you have did you have done yourself and you have kicked me on my back. I could not tolerate. Perhaps my bones are broken. I'm having so much pain. Oh, Prabhu, when I did? I never remember that I have done. I cannot do. And when that all maker was passing his stool and chanting Ram Ram. You know, Abhinna? Nama Krishna Chintamani? Krishna Chaitanya Rasamukta. So you should also believe that when you will chant Krishna, Krishna will be there. Whether you realize or not, if you have no faith, then you cannot know. And if you have faith, your whole desire will be fulfilled and Krishna is there. So, he now, by hearing this, he took his ears and promised that now, in future, I will not do like this. So many kinds of services of Hanuman we can follow. Then we can, but not be satisfied. He has some defect, though he is serving. Not defect, but there is something
lacking
there, and we will discuss tomorrow in the class. Gau Pramana. No Pramana today. Tomorrow? Come on. What drama? You should do. And last day, some.